There we go.
Okay. Sam, you on?
Yes, I am.
Welcome back, Sam. Can you go ahead and lead us to prayer, please?
Yes. Heavenly Father God, we thank you so much for the day you've given us. You've told us that he who lives in the shadow of your most holy place will abide under the shadow of your presence. You are our refuge, our fortress, our God in whom we trust. And we thank you so much for this day, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you will draw us to you, that you will bear us upon your wings, and that you will take care of us. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this conference call. May your Holy Spirit be here. Wash us, cleanse us, purify us, make us holy and purely yours. Thank you so much for this day, Father. Bless us, we pray in your most holy name. Amen.
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 Before we get started, I want to thank them for putting this together so quickly. And it was Steve called me and gave me some news, and I thought it was important enough that we all get together as a family and kind of discuss what's going on. And then, Al, after Steve's done, I want you to kind of go through some of the information that we had today. So without any further delay, Steve, why don't you go ahead and break loose and give the GET team the news they've been waiting for.
All right. Well, I will tell you right now that this has apparently also already been posted as early as 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon on DNR Daddy. So it's come from another source, but the source I have has actually talked to the bank. As you may have noticed, and Daddy was telling me that it was on our chat site tonight, the Doha, D-O-H-A bank in Kuwait is apparently offering, for $1 million, they're offering $352,982. Now, I have this on firsthand information because a friend of mine called Doha Bank and talked to the representative, and the lady said that's what we're offering. The issue that we have to deal with here, folks, is this not only is this real, which I have no reason to believe that it's not real, their office, they have an office, they have 50 branches in Kuwait, and they have an office in New York City at 100 Wall Street, 18th floor. So they're not fake, and you can check this out by Googling Doha Bank, or you could go to the link on DNR Daddy's site. Anyway, the issue we have to deal with is A, is it real, which I think it is, and B, why are they doing this, and that's what we probably want to discuss, and we want to plan accordingly. In my opinion, $352,982 would sound like the rate of the Kuwaiti dinar, except that it's off by 1,000 points. The Kuwaiti dinar is $3.50, plus or minus, so 1 million Kuwaiti dinars would be 3.5 million, so clearly that's not a Kuwaiti number, and we know that the dinar of Iraq is only worth $1,040 for 1 million, so what's the $352,982? I suspect what it is, it's the come-on rate. I was talking to Patty about it, and I said, you know, it seems to me, why offer them $3.52 when you can offer them 35 cents for the next day and a half, suck in as many dinars as you can find, and make 1,000% on your money? That's from the perspective of the bank. So we're presenting this as apparent evidence that we are probably within 24 to 48 hours max. I can't imagine this going any longer, given the fact that a reputable bank, worldwide bank, is now offering 35 cents a dinar. I'll tell you right now, Terry and I and Al and Rodney are not going to recommend you do anything with this except get quietly excited as you go to bed tonight. I mean, people talk about doing strange things like flying to New York and all this, but if you want to follow up on it, there's a way to do that, and that's to Google the Doha Bank, and you can talk to the representative just as my friend did. And get the information from the horse's mouth, so to speak. But I suspect that this is so close now that we won't have enough time to react to it. Of course, I could be wrong. I've been saying that for a long time. But it just certainly is a good sign, and I think it's a sign that we are at the doorstep. All right, I'm done, Terry.
All right. Yeah, I've gotten numerous PMs, and like you and I have talked earlier, that this has been in the room for a while, But the reason I thought this was important is that, we have somebody that talked to them directly that that we know and trust, and if they are offering this in New York City, we're like hours away. So, you know, I thought this was important enough that we brought the team together, and you guys hear from Steve that he got it from a very, very close personal friend of his. So,
I'd be glad to tell you who it is, except that he doesn't know we're having this call, and I don't want to pull the rug out from under him.
No, don't do that.
But I'll tell you tomorrow who it is if he lets me. But I it's that important. He's following up right now with people in New York City to see if this thing's legit. But he talked personally to the representative at the Doha Bank.
Yeah. There's a couple of people on the site that he just PM'd me that I trust, and they've also talked to these people. And I just clicked off the PM, but I think the area code was like an 835 or something like that just to the office. I may be mistaken. But Al, if you want to go ahead and give out your news that you have.
Okay. Well, this morning I got the same information that was just put out, and it was from our India source in Dubai, and they come on out and said it was that the dinar was for each dinar was worth 38 cents per USD for each dinar, and but with calculations you're going to be, you know, I've heard from anywhere from 32 to 38 today, so the calculations depending on how it comes on out will be the amount. But also I asked them what's going to happen to the live rate, and that is there, and which is the 527. He said that is not it cannot be revoked. So, as Steve mentioned, you know, give it some time or whatever. But the live rate is there, and it, you know, has to go up to at least the 527 rate. And now, whether there'll be a CBI rate along with it, you know, that we didn't get anything on today. But the information that is being said right now is was confirmed this morning, and the live rate was still confirmed, and said it would have to go to that rate.
Al, let me ask you a quick question, if I might. You got to expect, if Kuwait is next door to Iraq, that there's a lot of Kuwaitis that are holding dinars, Iraqi dinars. And it's the middle of the day over there right now, and if they come up with that rate, they could probably suck in a lot of them at literally one-tenth of what this thing is going to be, or one-twentieth of what it's going to be. Who knows? Do you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I agree with you. That's
all right,
I
cool. Do you hear that, people? I mean, Alan, I agree.
Well, Steve, I think it's larger. I think it's larger than that, because there's a lot of people that are in financial distress right now, and if they know somebody that's in New York, you know, and we always heard this, that they were going to come out low to draw in, possibly to draw in, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of dinars to people that just want to get out, and they don't want to wait a day or two. So I think there's a bigger picture out there, not only in the eastern countries, you know, or the eastern parts of the world. I think it's also could have a trickle-down effect to even people in the United States. So I guess what I'm saying is, people stay grounded, you know, wait another 24, 48 hours, and take advantage of the true full blessing of this.
That's right.
And if you don't want to do that, that's your decision, but I wouldn't jump at 35 cents.
Just remember, folks, I told you for weeks on end, this is a poker game. You know, play your cards close to your chest, hold on for another card or two, and then we'll see what's going on. You know, don't go all in until you know you won the hand. That's my opinion. I agree with Terry.
Al, do you have anything else?
Well, I'm sending you IM right now, and Connie sending one to Tina.
Oh, let me look.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Al.
Okay.
Okay, we can.
I have 700 people to go through, so it's going to give me a second.
Everyone just bear with us. We've got something.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put it on questions and answers. And if that person, I only want one person, and that person knows who they are, to hit star six, because it'll be much easier than me trying to go through it. Okay? So nobody else press star six but the one person that's supposed to do it, and they know who they are. Will that caller hit star six, please? The 832 number. Here we go. Hope that's you. And the 61, the 316, that wasn't cool.
Hey guys, this is Danny.
Hey.
About, I guess I looked on the Iraqi time, it was about 10 till 7. Iraqi time, and we got this information from one of our ladies on our side, and her name is Pam, and I called, talked to a, I don't know if you want to call it a teller, but talked to a live person there. She talked very, very fast, and she was very, very specific when I asked her what was the exchange rate from Iraqi dinar to USD. She said, no Iraqi dinar to USD. She said, but I will give you, for 1 million Iraqi dinar, I'll give you 100,000 Kuwaiti dinar, and then I will give you 352,982 USD for that 100 Kuwaiti dinar. And I said, so you, for 100,000, I get 352. She said, no. Iraqi dinar, Kuwaiti dinar, USD dinar. She was very, very specific about that.
Sure. You know why, right? Son, you know why? Because it's not internationally tradable. They're jumping the gun. They're testing them.
Exactly.
I absolutely agree with you. Thank you. That's perfect confirmation of what I thought.
And I'll have to be honest with you. I was, you know, respectful like everybody else, but what it proves is they're hurting for dinar. They'll take a major, major loss just to get it, just so they can get that dinar in their pockets, because they know they're fixing to make $3 million on it. So that's huge.
Hey, Danny.
Yes.
Danny, this is Al.
Hey, Al.
Can you give us the site that you're from?
Yes, we're from the Midnight Think Tank.
Oh, I know what you're from. Hey, Danny, this is Terry. Terry K.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah, I've been on. You guys kicked me off. No, I'm just kidding.
No. We actually just get on there and discuss, and but it was about, I guess, about 9:30, but 10 till. But the lady was very, very specific. But, guys, we are so right there. I don't know if I'm going to go to sleep tonight. I ain't felt this way in a long time. For a bank, and banks don't lose. For a
That's
bank
right.
to take that kind of a hit, they know, because they're also a member of the GCC. They're in that group too, which is an elite group. They know info, and they're not taking a loss when they know that they're going to be able to make over $3 million on a $325,000 investment. TK, would you make that investment?
There you go.
So there's a confirmation
It's a calculated risk, but the calculation's pretty obvious, right?
Yeah.
That was great, Danny. Thank you.
We just
appreciate
wanted to confirm
it.
With you guys. No problem.
No, that's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. I knew it. They're just trying to suck in as many as they can at 10 cents on a dollar.
Yeah.
And they'll still
yeah.
make 1,000% over what they you know. And they're already probably sitting on who knows how many IQD. They're greedy. They're greedy, folks. Don't play into their game.
Yeah. Well, that's great news, Danny. Thank you for calling
Excellent news, Danny.
No problem, guys. Hey, thanks for doing the call tonight. Well, this is good info to get out.
Thank you, Danny.
I think we're within 24 hours. What do you think, Terry? I can't see them holding this out very much longer. I just can't see it happening. The only thing I think would tie it up is Parliament related, which I'd emailed someone privately, and they apparently posted it for me without my knowledge.
Well,
but that was my little letter. So if it talks about three or four things that have to be done, that's me. So.
Well, Steve, we had a source this morning that told us that we would see it by 9 a.m. in the morning, but you know I stopped putting that stuff out there as of this morning because I just got tired of it, to be honest.
Well, yeah, I mean every minute you wake up and every email you get, it's closer and closer. Now we're just wait.
Hey guys, real quick, I'm gonna clear the queue because we have like 3 million people in there.
Sure.
No, we don't need so many.
Hey guys,
folks,
I noticed the email. I'm glad to be here.
Hi,
oh yeah.
Ray.
Hey Ray.
Thank you, guys.
Did you get it, Ray?
I just got what that last gentleman was talking about.
He confirmed what I had given that came from a man whose initials are KAP.
That's subtle.
Well, he deserves the credit. He's the nicest guy in the world, and he you know, if it's true, it's true. And the, I mean, when you're talking to the horse's mouth, I mean, shoot. This lady said, right? I mean, he called me immediately. He said, you're not going to believe this. This bank lady told me she'd give me $352,982 for 1 million dinars by wire if I went to New York. Well, of course, you got to turn in your Dina. That's the problem. It's a physical problem because you can't do it by wire unless you turn in the dinar first. And I'm 3,000 miles away, and he's 1,500 miles away. So.
Right.
Anyway, I think what says to us, folks, is that we are at the very, very door.
Yeah, and
they're trying to get their own people to sucker. And that's exactly what I got from Danny. They're trying to get their own people to sucker because you figure the Kuwaitis right next door to Iraq are sitting on, you know, they're fat with Iraqi dinars, and 35 cents is going to look like $1 billion to them. So why not? You know.
Sure.
You agree, Terry?
Oh yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, I mean time is not going to. I don't think that this window is going to be more than 12 to 15 hours open. I mean, I talked to him about possibly getting a plane and getting out of here, and you know, and I just don't think it's going to happen. And I would suspect that Dinar Trade and Dinar Banker are just about ready to shut their doors in terms of offering reserves and stuff like that. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, I talked to Ty today, and he was still taking reserves. That was, I guess, about 1:30, 2 o'clock when I called you, and just had to get off the phone with Ty. And,
some of us have reserves going out in 2 days.
Well, if you look at his website, it's saying 60 hours to process. He's getting that many orders, and he has billions of physical dinar left as of today. But he said that. Yeah, he's having a hard time keeping up the orders because there's so many coming in, and many of the other dinar facilitators are out of currency, and but they're still taking reserves, it's getting tough. And in fact, Ty raised his prices twice today, just to keep up with the other sites and with the cost of doing business. So,
I was going to do another reserve. Tuesday to cover the one that's going out Thursday.
And I want to, we're not doing this, people, to go ahead and get you to go ahead and call Ty or Ollie and buy again. So I want to stress.
No, this was my plan anyway, what I was saying.
Can afford to lose people. And what I even thought about doing, I just said, you know what, it's just greed that's going through my head, and I don't want to do that. So
there you go. I will make a strong recommendation. Sit back, get on your knees, and thank God, and wait.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's right.
If you're not ready yet, you're never going to be ready. And if you think one more dime's worth of dinars is going to make a difference in the long term,
I was doing replacement.
You're mistaken.
Replacement, guys, not addition, replacement.
Ray, when does yours run out?
Thursday on the 13th.
What is today?
Yeah.
You I don't think you'll have to worry about it. It's if today's what, Monday?
Well, it's already Thursday, Tuesday, actually.
I mean, keep in mind, if it's with Ty, you've got till midnight on Thursday.
Yeah.
And after that, it runs out.
Yeah.
But Dinar Trade right now is selling for 1 million dinars. He's paying $1,000.
He's paying?
Paying,
yeah.
1,000.
So he's bumped it like 160 bucks, or 100 whatever.
Yeah.
Per million. So he's seeing that he doesn't need to keep his spread as fat because he sees the handwriting on the wall, folks. It's moving.
He raised the price. He's selling a million dinar for $1,200, I think, isn't it, Dale?
Well, it's supply and demand, folks. That's what it's come down to.
Well,
all right. Are we done? That's all the information I got.
Al, you have anything else?
No, I just agree with, Steve, that it's not going to be much longer because that's what the person in Dubai told me this morning. He said, he can't see it going much past 24 hours. He said if it did go past, it would be no more than 36, but he thinks it's going to be between 12 and 24 hours.
Al, do you feel comfortable talking about the information we got from the IMF regarding time frame?
No, I can. I guess with it, since it's gone down, I can talk about it.
Steve, I think you'll like to hear this as well. So,
well, I like to hear things from Al.
Okay. Well, the person that sent it to me, they know who they are. I didn't get a chance to ask, but I'm sure it'll be okay. But this is what it says. The RV is intimate tomorrow. There was an agreement made by the ruling body of Iraq that they will have a maximum date to get the GOI placed and their RV and RV their currency. And this date is January 11, 2011. This was a safety clause in the agreement made between Iraq, UN, and IMF that if they failed to complete everything by midnight tomorrow, then the IMF has been given the right to RV the currency. This is something that was done behind the scenes, regardless of who does it, Iraq, UN, or IMF, which is an agreement by Iraq. Because of the global economy, cannot be put off rebooting the currency baskets have been waiting to Iraq to get it done. Very few people know about this agreement, and the IMF can and will RV. If Iraq does not RV, then whatsoever, the rate that has been dropped into the global banking system, which is the 527, and is considered live and hot, which it is, that is the bank rate that will show. The reason being, when a currency rate is sitting there waiting to go public and is considered live and hot, it cannot be pulled back. That's what I had been saying, you know, with you all along, that it cannot be, it's not reversible. Therefore, the RV has to happen, and it cannot be held off much longer.
Wow. Well, we got our neck out there now, folks.
Well, the stuff that we were talking about with the live and the screen and the everything, it's pretty
based
much
on this.
With the global banking system, and there's different, and, that's, you know, I'm still getting hit with the back screen thing, but, you know, at this point, I don't really care. We know what it is, and we know what the rate is, and we know what the live means, so just go RV.
There you go.
So,
I can't wait to see the flack tomorrow, Terry, because there's going to be some flack. But either way, I agree. It's coming down, folks. It's coming down. We're that close.
You know, when Al and I were talking this morning, I was thinking, well, I don't know if I really want to put all this information out, because all that occurs is a bunch of unnecessary bashing. And
it will.
After your information tonight, I thought it was justifiable to put a little bit more out there while we're getting our information. And,
you hear that, Terry? That's my ice maker.
Yeah,
my ice maker saying I'm happy.
But these people that are feeding us this very good intel have been verified. They're on our site. A couple of them have been talking to us for quite some time. So, when this is all done, we'll sit down and tell everyone. I think we can tell everyone our sources. I don't know. Can we do that, Al? After it's done.
Once it's over. Whatever. I don't think anybody will care afterwards.
Oh, they'll care, because we're going to end up on TV for it, so Steve will be on.
Oh, God.
But anyway.
I don't want it to be on TV. I want anonymity.
Yeah. I know you do, but you're going to get it. But anyway, I mean, they're
possible.
Pretty strong sources. So. Anyway, I want to share that with you guys tonight. I thought it was justifiable to have an emergency call. And Sam, you still on?
Yes.
Let's go ahead.
Wrap it up, buddy.
If we're all done, let's go ahead and close in prayer, and then Tina, if you would unmod the room once Sam is completed. I do appreciate everyone making time tonight, and God bless it, and go RV. Sam, it's yours.
We love you.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Father God, we come to your presence. We need your assurance and your peace as we rest tonight. The journey has been a long one, and the road has had many, many twists. We thank you, Lord. We ask for your peace. Lord, we trust you. You are our hope and our stronghold, our comfort and our anchor. So tonight, Lord, we wait on you and we ask for your blessing. And we know that you will bless us and you will guide us, and we will rest peacefully in your arms, and you will continue to be our stronghold and our mighty rock, our shelter and our strength. We pray in your most holy name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you all. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Rest tight. We'll let you know as soon as we know anything. Thanks, Terry. Bye.
Good. Thank you, Steve. Thanks, Al.
Yeah. Take care. Tina.
Night,
all right. Good night, everybody.
Thanks.
Good night. Good night, guys.
Great call.
Great call.